Waka waka waka.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Well, hi everybody. I'm Kaleos.
And I'm Phazon Chaos. Welcome to the BitBoys Podcast
episode 7.
Some of you may or may not have noticed, this week as well as last week, we are using the same intro theme, because this is going to consistently be our intro theme for at least a little while.
Dun dun dun!
And we've also got some, not just remixes anymore, we've also got some music straight from games, like you may have heard some stuff from Dante's Inferno last week,
yep.
Or the Gusty Garden Galaxy from Super Mario Galaxy.
Professor Layton and Cave Story.
Some good stuff going on there.
Yep.
And anyways, so I guess we'll start with what you played this week.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week, but I'm working on Dante's Inferno's the second playthrough. I've got the Infernal mode and also Resurrection mode, so that means I'm playing with the same stats as before, but I'm restarting the game on the hardest difficulty, which I unlocked. I just finished the Lust level and need to try and beat, Cerberus, which is, like, this three-headed, like, worm thing full of mouths. It's
weird.
Pretty much kills me in one shot, so it's all about dodging.
So, how hard is it compared to, like, the first difficulty level that you played on?
It's a lot more difficult in the sense that everything does more damage, but at the same time, I'm not starting from scratch. I've got all of the stuff, like, stats, I should say, and relics and all that from my previous playthrough, so it actually makes this one about the same, just a little bit, it's a little bit harder, but it's not as hard as starting from scratch on this difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just playing that. I'm going to try and get all the relics. I already found a few that I missed on my first playthrough, and
nice.
I'm just maxing out all the stats for the holy and unholy, like, leveling trees, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah.
Not really sure. It's weird. It's not like tech trees in StarCraft.
My brother had been playing the demo the other day, and he also actually bought the animation based on the game.
Oh yeah? I'll have to see if I can watch that sometime.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. He bought that in Halo Legends, so.
Nice. So, how about you?
Me? I have mostly been playing Mega Man ZX. I finally managed to finish that off this week. I beat the final boss finally after trying many, many times and getting extremely frustrated because it's a Mega Man game.
Oh, yeah.
And I beat that just last night, actually, and I also got the Model OX, which is another, like, biometal transformation that you can get after you beat the game.
Huh.
Which
cool.
Is, like,
cool.
Makes you look like Zero, except how he was in, like, the Mega Man Zero games.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And it's just obscenely cheap. So, that explains why you can't get it until you beat the game. And I'm also playing Chrono Trigger right now.
You might be able to hear the background music.
I've been itching to play it for a while, but I was like, no, you have to at least finish ZX first. But, yeah, it's a pretty good game. I'm just starting a new game plus. I'm hoping to eventually get all 13 endings. I only have one of them so far. I'm playing it on the DS. But, yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that, this week I also played a bit more of Phoenix Wright Justice for All on WiiWare. So I finished the second case now, and that's a lot of fun as well. I'm enjoying it just as much as I was the first game. And I think that's everything I played this week.
Okay.
Played a little bit more of my Earthbound.
Of course, of course. Yeah, I actually started playing some handheld stuff because I'm like, oh, I've been lacking behind on that. So I started a game, Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. It's for the DS. It's in the Mario & Luigi saga, like Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, Mario & Luigi Partners in Time, all that stuff. So it's got a very comic feel to it. I've only logged about 2 hours because I'm playing it like in between classes and stuff. so not taking up a huge amount of my time, but so far it's been really fun, introducing a lot of the same characters from the other games, like Fawful.
Fawful is hilarious.
Yeah. And all the randomness, like Bowser has inhaled Mario, Peach, Luigi, Toadsworth, and everybody, and so you're inside his body on the lower screen. And then if you press X or Y, you switch to the top screen and play as Bowser, and then
you
press A and B and work as the other guys inside him. So it sort of flips between which one is more important.
Maybe I'll have to borrow that sometime.
Yeah, it's pretty fun so far. I'll have to try and keep working at it a lot. Yeah, but that's all I played this week, and you said that's all you'd play?
I think so.
Alright. Well, I guess it's time for games coming up.
And, of course, next week we have Final Fantasy XIII coming out.
Yep, and that's both on the PS3 and on the Xbox 360. And that's coming out on the 9th.
Although it was not released on the Xbox 360 in Japan.
Oh, really? It's
yeah,
only in
only
North
Europe
America?
And North America where they're releasing on the 360.
Huh.
But the 360 isn't exactly doing that great over in Japan, so that would explain why they might not have really thought it was worth it to...
Yeah. So, of course, that's the big title coming up next week. And I don't think there's anything else of note offhand. We didn't look into a huge amount this time. But other stuff coming up next week. There's the GDC, Game Developers Conference 2010, over in San Francisco. And it's running from the 9th to the 13th, I believe. So there should be some interesting stuff come out of that. There's, like, keynotes with Sid Meier and all sorts of other stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get some other info or maybe some cool news from big companies over there.
And
they also do lots of indie stuff.
Some people have been saying that apparently Nintendo might be announcing their next console over at GDC, but we'll have to see if that really happens. But they already showed off some pretty awesome stuff at their media summit, so...
Yeah.
One of the other things that we have not coming out of this week, but it was sort of unclear and now it's totally cleared up, Monster Hunter 3... I'm not sure if this applies, if this is just in the US or if this is in Canada too, but for at GameStop, and I'm not sure if this would apply to EB Games as well then, you can get a free demo disc and
nice.
For the game, and people I think you thought you had to pre-order the game did, but you can't. You should just be able to walk into your local GameStop and ask for the demo, and they should be able to give it to you as long as they have some left.
That is pretty awesome, because, you know, free stuff, and... sneak peeks are always good.
Yeah.
Because I guess the Wii doesn't really have the whole, like, demo system like the other two consoles do.
Yeah, the only stuff, they've had a few WiiWare games they had demos for, and through the Nintendo channel you can actually get DS demos that you just do through the download play on the DS.
Ah,
but
right.
Other than that, one of the other interesting things is Suda51, he was saying this week that he's actually considering releasing the 8-bit job minigames from No More Heroes 2 as DSiWare games, and the DSiWare games, I think they go as low as like 200 points, so that's like $2, so I think that would be worth it, because they are pretty good games, although I think it would be better if people just went out and bought No More Heroes 2, because it is a fantastic game, so.
Oh yeah. And actually moving on to, like, going back to the topic of new consoles being announced, Sony has some interesting news that we've heard of, where they've made up a product development team, that's back in, like, June when they started doing this, I believe, and it's supposed to combine the PSP's gameplay functionality with the Sony Ericsson mobile phone stuff, so pretty much a comparator for the iPhone. So
although
that could
evidently
be...
evidently more gaming-centric.
Yeah, considering it's based off the PSP.
Yeah.
Though it's also supposed to have smartphone, technologies.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. And we've also heard that Sony is, apparently working on an iPad competitor that would combine a netbook, the Sony Reader, and the PSP all together.
That could be interesting.
Not, like, taped together or anything like that. You know, we mean, like, the functionality of all of them. So probably buttons for the PSP... stuff, maybe an on-screen keyboard or something like that for the netbook, and a nice, decent side screen for the reading part.
Yeah.
That was something that Wall Street Journal had claimed they knew, so we'll have to see how that uncovers. And of course, we don't have any time for, like, details or anything like that that we've heard of, like pricing or anything like that. Though it's expected to launch in 2010, according to Wall Street Journal. And also, Sony's supposed to be launching an iTunes competitor called Sony Online Services, which will deliver content, of course, to a bunch of different things, like PS3s, PSPs, of course. And then they're also going to be working with, like, PCs, evidently, and internet-enabled HD TVs and Blu-ray players, apparently, which could be interesting, I'm sure. See how that technology works.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, there was an awkward pause. If you could see us, one of us probably would have been doing an awkward turtle.
I know where you... I wasn't. I was busy paying attention to Chrono Trigger.
I kind of had a microphone in my hand, but it was in my head.
All right. One of the other things we've got this week is Capcom released a fact sheet for Super Street Fighter 4 that's coming out on the 360 and PS3 on April 27th. They're adding 10 new characters in addition to the 25 characters that were in Street Fighter 4. And most of them are just classic characters that weren't in the original Street Fighter 4, although they're also adding a new character named Juri? I don't know how to pronounce it. J-U-R-I? You decide how to pronounce it, listeners. Who is apparently the first character in any Street Fighter game to use Taekwondo.
Interesting. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's some interesting stuff from the Modern Warfare franchise. Infinity Ward, the heads of that, I believe it was Jason and someone else, Jason West and Vince Zampella, who used to be the heads of Infinity Ward. Activision fired them. I heard that apparently they had, like, some pretty much thugs with them when they literally removed them from the office. Not sure on the truth of that statement, but
yeah,
apparently...
Or if they were really...
Yeah.
Thugs, or just sort of...
Tough guys.
Yeah.
But in any event...
Said no, when I think thugs, I think guys, like, balclavas on, like...
Gangsters.
No, I don't think gangsters. I think, like, guys all, like, in black, and they've got gloves on, balclavas, and they've got, like, maybe a gun, maybe, like, a baseball bat or something.
Wipe you out.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Like, the kind of people... I think, like, bank robbers when I think thugs.
In any event... these two were fired by Activision, and now the two of them have decided they are going to sue Activision for a variety of reasons. Their reasoning behind it is that Activision launched bogus investigations into their activities, specifically to fire them, also evading contractual obligations, and also avoiding royalty payments that were supposed to begin March 31st. So we'll have to see how the whole thing works out, but it's kind of interesting how that all turned out.
Yeah. I wonder, like... I don't know, because who's to really say, like... I wonder what exactly the real reason for firing them was.
Yeah, it's...
The sort of thing that they want to keep undercover, so we may never even really find out the entire whole story about what was going on with that.
Yeah, and you hear it from a variety of sources, so it's like
which one's right.
Which one's right, and it's like, well, this one used this phrasing, and this one used this phrasing, so really, it seems like they're both wrong.
Or this one seems so trustworthy, but...
This one makes sense. Or this one's from, like, some little site, and it makes tons of sense. So,
exactly.
We'll have to see how the news coverage on that continues. And some other news that I don't think has made, like, headlines anywhere, actually, is the StarCraft II beta has been cracked by pirates, of course. You can download it from wherever, I'm sure, and there's torrents out there. And they've managed to make it so you don't need an activation key.
Shaking my fist at all those stupid pirates.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, it's not the full game yet. It's the beta that's cracked. Like, who does that? But I guess it's StarCraft 2, so...
Yeah, like, people have been waiting for this for over 10 years.
Yeah, I think it's like 12 now since the original came out. But, yeah, decided against downloading it because it would ruin the game and also be illegal, blah, blah, blah. In any event, I looked at the sites...
And you would get glared at menacingly by me every time it was brought up.
That too. It would just ruin the experience. I don't see why you do it. And plus, I was looking at the torrents just to see, like, what kind of, like, what they did to crack it. And apparently the AI sucks, because I didn't look into it a great deal for that particular part, but I noticed that it seems like the pirates had to write the AI themselves. So maybe it's like...
Wow.
Maybe it's like stored on the master server or something. So... And of course, like the full beta has this too, but it's random races when you play. Oh. So you have to keep restarting until you get the one you want, if you want something specific. And oh, wow. Of course, if Blizzard finds a way to crack down on the pirates, I'm sure none of them will be able to join Battle.net.
Yeah.
Battle.net Mark II, as I believe they're calling it. Which you probably don't even get to use if you're using the pirated version.
Yeah, that wouldn't really work out.
Yeah.
Although, I guess they'll just pirate the act. The people that are doing that might very well tend to pirate the actual game once people find out how to crack it if they do.
It'll probably happen eventually, but it'll probably be crappier than the full version. Which, like, I don't see why you wouldn't pay for it if you're a fan of it.
And on the side of hackers and modders, when it comes to homebrew, piracy is bad.
Homebrew,
don't do it.
And you know, well, modding a game on a PC, like...
Oh, yeah, that's fine too.
That's always interesting what they come up with.
Yeah.
There's actually this company, or I don't know if it's a company or a small team, they're working on a project similar... They want to basically make it similar to Steam, but have a focus on the modding community.
Oh,
so
that's
you can,
cool.
Like, download free mods and stuff like that, and it would be integrated, and you'd be able to purchase, like, full games on it as well.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's called Desura. D-E-S-U-R-A. And,
yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Desura, something like that. In any event, I emailed the guy and asked, like, hey, can I be part of the beta? Because that's what they said to do, and he's like, sure. So,
nice.
I've got an invite for the beta, and I'm trying that out, so I'll see how it goes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's with... integrated with moddb.com, or I guess they're one of the really big modder database sites.
Well, DB database.
Database, so yeah.
Mod database.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Other headline news.
Other stuff that we got coming out. 2K Games has announced that they're releasing on March 11th the first set of downloadable content for Bioshock 2. We called this Sinclair Solutions Tester Pack.
So the screenshot we're looking at kind of confuses me, because it looks like Avatar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, wait, what the hell?
Well, that's beside the point.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. Apparently this includes deeper multiplayer experience.
Ooh.
The rank goes up to level 50 and rank rewards. There'll be two new playable characters, Louis McGrath and Oscar Calaraca. 20 new trials, a third weapon upgrade for each weapon, and 5 additional masks. Although,
sweet.
I have never played Bioshock 2, and
it
only
sounds
the first
cool.
One,
but yeah, level increases are almost always good.
Usually.
And the last piece of news we've got is, we'd mentioned Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker earlier, but there's this screenshot, well, not a screenshot, I should say, but a picture of a screenshot that shows a PSP with the Peace Walker logo in the background, and in a text box in front, it says system
Marvel
data
just got warped back in time.
Having fun playing Chrono Trigger there?
Of course.
Okay. But on the text box, like I was saying, it says system data installation complete, and then in the top left corner, it says data install. So it sounds like there's going to be some sort of install for Peace Walker on the PSP, so that could be interesting. Maybe, like, decrease load time, something like that.
Yeah.
Some PS3 games apparently have that, so we'll just have to see where that goes.
And then there's also the whole thing, the games on the Xbox 360 that have that too, where you can install it. Although you still need the disc to play it.
Yeah,
so.
Which prevents piracy.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, I did that with Devil May Cry 4. It was pretty handy.
Did you notice any differences in the load time at all? Or?
I think it decreased a little bit. I should try it out with Dante's Inferno, since I've been playing it so much recently. And then... let you guys know.
I forget what the reason was, but I seem to remember hearing that with Halo 3, it actually increased the load time for some reason if you were to
install
it.
Could be some weird buffer speeds or something.
I can't remember what it was exactly, but...
yeah. And let's see.
So that's...
I guess
Pretty much everything for news this week.
Yep. So we're going to use our random section, but have it separate from our question of the week this week, which we won't give you the answer to this week. We'll tell you our opinions next week.
Yeah.
And our random section is a Who Am I game.
Ooh.
We're going to ask three yes or no questions to the other person, and we'll have to figure out who they're thinking of. So I've got a character in my head from a game.
All right.
And you ask me three yes or no questions and try and figure out who it is. I'll give you...
No, that's not what I was going to ask, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I should give you, like, a console at least, just to narrow it down, because otherwise we're talking, like, four different platforms at least, with, like, how many series and whatnot?
Not even just four, because...
Oh, yeah.
You can't just limit us to this generation.
True. Yeah, so it's a Nintendo company.
Okay.
Character. Whatever.
Do they wear a hat?
Yes.
Is the hat green?
No.
Do they have any form of facial hair?
Yes.
Is it Mario?
Yes, it was. As lame as that was, I figured it'd be a nice easy start.
That was easy.
Oh, we should get one of those easy buttons.
Weren't we talking about that with someone the other day?
Yeah, walking home from work.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That guy does not look like me.
Okay. So, have you got a character?
Yeah, I've got someone.
Alright, which platform are we looking
at? It's a Nintendo.
Nintendo
console.
Again?
Yep.
Hmm. Are they from the Earthbound series, or / Mother?
No.
No, ooh.
Believe it or not... Although, I'd like to point out to the viewers that I am back to wearing my shirtness today, as is usual for the recording the podcast.
Not that you can see it,
but
still.
I'm wearing it.
Let's see, is it from a Wii game?
Yes.
Is it male?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, like, male, like...
M-A-I-L?
Yeah, I was confused.
Okay, is it Travis from No More Heroes?
You barely got anything and yet you managed to guess it right, what the hell?
I don't know if I'm playing.
I'll have to be a bit more tricky next time.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting idea, we should try that again. But, for the question of the week, it's your turn this time.
Alright, well, in honor of my playing Chrono Trigger again, the question will be, what is your favorite instance of time travel in video games?
Ooh, that does come up. So just email us your answers at contact.bit.boys@gmail.com, or we should have another one of those cool Google Forms filled out, so there'll be a link in the description, and you can just click that, and it should let you fill out the form and have all that.
But, yeah, so that's this BitBoys podcast for... Friday, March 5th.
Yes.
So, thanks for listening.
See you all next week.